brought to you by XMWX Weather and the Bose Aviation Headset 10.
Hello, everyone. This is Paul Bertarelli reporting from AOPA Summit in Tampa, Florida. I'm in the booth of PS Engineering with Gary Pacu. Gary, you've introduced a new audio panel here, and one of the things that's unusual about this is that you've gone down market in the price, and it looks like you've leveraged some of what you've learned in building higher-end audio panels and put it into this 6000B. Tell us about it.
Yeah, that's exactly right, Paul. The PMA 6000B is the result of our about 15 years' worth of audio panel experience. And in the last several years, we've been able to see some changes in the way we've been able to manufacture the products, some styling changes and that kind of thing. And we really saw that our PMA 6000, which was the audio panel that brought us to the market about 15 years ago, needed a fresh look. So we came out with a 6000B, which is a FAA-certified audio panel for less than $1,000, with a minimum advertised price of $995, including the marker beacon receiver. And it is a four-place intercom audio control panel with the ISO, all, and crew modes, monaural, but it does have music input. And it really just represents everything that somebody would need in an audio panel that doesn't require the stereo music and the telephone interface. It's just really the basic system.
Now, I mistakenly assumed in looking at this that you were expanding downward for experimentals and LSA, but you're seeing this for applications in certified installations.
Yes, it is an FAA-approved audio panel because its roots, fundamentally, it's a PMA 6000. We just improved the manufacturing process to make it less expensive.
Now, it looks looking at the panel here, it looks like it has all of the features of a traditional higher-end audio panel. It looks like it has a split audio for transmitting and receiving.
Yes, it does. It does have the split modes where we can put the pilot on COM 1 and the co-pilot on COM 2 for simultaneous transmissions on different frequencies.
Compared to the higher-end audio panels, what is this lacking?
Well, it doesn't have a cell phone interface. It is monaural, so you don't get stereo music. And it is just a four-place intercom, so the six-place airplanes, it kind of leaves them out.
And how about installation considerations for this? Would it be simpler to install?
It's almost identical to installing any other audio panel. However, we were able to get away with just using one connector in the back, so it has fewer pins to mess with.
And is it's not pin for pin with any other audio panels?
No, it's not. It's $995, which is the minimum advertised price. So it's less than $1,000, including the marker beacon. There is a version available without the marker beacon for a little bit less.
And is this available in shipping now?
It is available now. We never bring anything out until we're ready to ship.
Okay, well, thanks for speaking with us, Gary.
Thanks, Paul.
We've been speaking with Gary Pacu of PS Engineering at AOPA Summit in Tampa, Florida. Reporting for AvWeb, this is Paul Bertarelli. Thanks for listening.
Brought to you by the Bose Aviation Headset 10 and by XMWX Weather.